Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ramon Monzont. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ramon Monzont. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Long reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Monzont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzont hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monzant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer moves to third. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spencer scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monzant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davenport bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Monzant moves to second. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger moves to second. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dolan Nichols. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Paul Smith pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Tanner moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Stu Miller now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Tausig now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bulger hits a fly ball towards right. Kirkland catches it and throws to second to double up Banks. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Jim Constable now pitching. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Two outs. Jim Constable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Constable hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Constable reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Walls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Constable. Thompson moves to second. Ray Crone now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Don Elston. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Adams reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.